Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Win or lose in the contentious U.S. Senate race in New Hampshire, former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown is having an indirect but potentially profound effect on neighbors in his new home state. In addition to being a candidate, Brown has also become a landlord to an evangelical church in Portsmouth. Reporter Emily Corwin has the story.
Out of the blue in this quiet neighborhood near downtown Portsmouth, longtime residents Ben Swainbank and Christine Bastianelli started hearing acoustic rock music.
Jesus! Jesus!
It's pretty frequent. They do Tuesday
night, Sunday morning, and sometimes another night.
The music was coming from 23 Friend Street, their new neighbor Jim and Carol Davis's place. Pastor Jim, as he's called, arrived in Portsmouth from Las Vegas in March. He and his wife moved into a duplex owned by Scott Brown. They say they rented it online. The Davises were soon joined by other members of Calvary Chapel Spring Valley, a megachurch in Las Vegas that draws some 3,000 worshipers each week. As Davis explains in a sermon, all 21 Las Vegas transplants came to New Hampshire to evangelize.
We are wrestling against evil in the world. We're wrestling against the world going down a path that is not godly. That's what we wrestle against. That's what we pray about.
The church services are held under two white tents in the backyard. Davis calls them Bible studies and keeps them low key because he says he doesn't want to disturb the neighbors. Davis never got a zoning permit for religious assembly here, but the church did bring cookies around to the neighbors.
Care about them because whom you love, you do no harm. Can anybody say amen to that?
If you ask any of these 21 pilgrims or church planters why they moved here, they'll tell you
it was totally God.
Sherry Vivian was at the church in Vegas when the Davises announced their move to Portsmouth. Then she says the pastor led the church in prayer.
And he says, so now let's all pray for who God's going to send with them, right? He says, dear Jesus. And then I hear the Lord say, well, you're going. And I'm going, what? I have my business. I have my house.
Many sold their homes, left jobs, and said goodbye to extended families. And while ending up in Scott Brown's rental property may have been a coincidence, landing in New Hampshire was not. In recent years, polls like Gallup have consistently found Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine to be the least religious states in the nation. Rudy Mitchell is senior researcher with the Emmanuel Gospel Center, a Christian research group in Boston. He says, accurate or not, those data influence church strategy.
You know, when those folks are being trained, take a look at the statistics that encourages them to expand and grow new churches in New England.
The statistics certainly affected Calvary Chapel member Toby Yulberg. He wanted to be a missionary, but he says he didn't want to bring his five kids, including an infant, to a foreign country. Then the pastor of his church in Vegas told him this.
That a lot of churches had taken the New England area off of their domestic missions board and put it on their foreign missions board because there were so few Christians per population in the New England area that it was very similar to other third world countries that didn't have Christianity. And at that point, I started thinking about that might work in what God was calling us to.
And so the seven Yulbergs moved in with Sherry Vivian on the other side of the Friend Street duplex.
Just kind of like a staging area. Gives us an opportunity to find a place to get out into the community.
As earlier arrivals found jobs and apartments, new congregants arrived from Vegas and took their places. Pastor Davis and Sherry Vivian are the first tenants Scott Brown has taken on since he bought the Friend Street duplex from his mother last December. The Brown campaign declined several requests for comment on the church. When asked directly, Scott Brown would say little.
Well, I have no comment. I'm not going to talk about any people that are renting a property from me.
For his part, Pastor Davis says Scott Brown has no ties to the Great Bay Calvary Chapel. But, he says,
I would love to get to know him, though, and, you know, invite him to church sometime when we get a building.
Either way, Great Bay Calvary Chapel won't be operating out of Scott Brown's duplex for much longer. Davis recently leased an industrial building on Route 1 and has plans to move the church there next month. I'm Emily Corwin.